This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. As the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission, Grameen, Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act 2025 came into force today, Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan termed the occasion a historic milestone. In a social media post, Mr. Chauhan said, "The Act marks a new chapter in ensuring dignity, self-respect and secure livelihoods for millions of rural workers." He said the Act provides rural families with a statutory right to 125 days of employment. Expressing confidence in the initiative, Mr. Chauhan said it will create new livelihood opportunities in villages, accelerate the creation of sustainable assets, empower women and give fresh momentum to the vision of a self-reliant rural India. Oil marketing companies have reduced the price of a 19-kilogram commercial LPG cylinder by 183.50 rupees today. According to Indian Oil Corporation Limited, the new prices for commercial LPG cylinders have come into effect from today. After the reduction, new rate for 19-kilogram commercial LPG cylinder price in Delhi has been slashed to 2,930 rupees. This decision will provide relief to restaurants, dhabas, hotels and those involved in the food and beverage business. Prime Minister of Japan, Sanae Takaichi, will arrive in New Delhi this evening on a three-day visit to India. This will be the first official visit of Prime Minister Takaichi to India. She will attend the 16th India-Japan Annual Summit tomorrow with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The summit will provide an opportunity for both sides to review and strengthen the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation as well as exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. National Doctors' Day is being celebrated today across the country to honour doctors for their dedication, compassion and invaluable contribution to protecting and improving public health. The theme for this year is Behind the Mask, Who Heals the Healers, which highlights the importance of supporting the mental, emotional and physical well-being of doctors who dedicate their lives to caring for others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings to the doctors of the country by saying that their hard work, compassion and commitment form the backbone of India's healthcare system. 78th National Chartered Accountants CA Day is being celebrated today across the country. The day marks the establishment of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India in 1949 and honours the vital role chartered accountants play in financial transparency, corporate governance and economic growth. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will participate in the 78th CA Day celebrations as chief guest at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. Seven people were killed and more than 12 got injured after a sleeper bus caught fire following a collision with a truck on the Delhi-Mumbai Expressway in Rajasthan's Dausa district. The accident occurred at around 3 a.m. near Tanwar village close to Bandikui. The bus, which was travelling from Rishikesh to Indore, rammed into a truck and caught fire soon after the impact. Several passengers were trapped inside the burning bus and did not get an opportunity to escape. Police have launched an investigation to determine the cause of the accident, while efforts are underway to identify the deceased. Domestic equity benchmarks traded higher this morning, tracking firm global cues. Sensex jumped over 200 points to hit an intraday high of 76,697 in early trade, while Nifty rose 70 points to 23,934. Buying was seen in media, auto consumer durables, FMCG, IT, realty and pharma stocks. Death toll in Venezuela earthquakes has risen to 1,943, while the number of injured almost doubled to 10,571. The number of official rescues have drastically dropped in the last 3 days. The Venezuelan government said 5,380 people were saved in the first 2 days after the quakes, but on Monday, the authorities found only 4 people alive. In football, Mexico defeated Ecuador 2-0 in the round of 32 clash at the Mexico City Stadium to qualify for the round of 16 of FIFA World Cup this morning. Raul Jimenez and Julian Quiñones scored for Mexico. This marked Mexico's first World Cup knockout stage win in 40 years. The co-hosts will now face either England or the Democratic Republic of Congo in round of 16 at the same venue on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.